From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This year, a handful of governments will try an experiment. They will give people a basic income. That's where the government cuts everyone a monthly check to meet basic needs, no conditions. But it is an experiment. And as Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports, there is a global move to make government more experiment-friendly.
Finland, the Netherlands, Ontario, even Oakland, California will all turn into mini laboratories for basic income in 2017. Matt Zwielinski is a libertarian advocate of basic income and a big fan of this kind of experimenting.
Even with policies I don't like, like the minimum wage, I think the fact that we've got a $15 minimum wage now is terrific because we've been debating for years whether the minimum wage causes unemployment, and we're going to get some good data.
One big difference, of course, cities like Seattle have already passed that wage hike. The idea of experimental governance is to test what works and what doesn't before enacting new laws. Finland is especially fond of this notion. Olli Kangas leads that country's upcoming basic income pilot.
And the idea is that it's better to experiment with a small group of people instead of making legislation for the whole country in the case that the law is bad.
Critics of these small social experiments complain they don't always predict results on a larger national scale. But they are getting easier, given the ability now to collect and analyze reams of economic and social data via computers. One thing you can't control for, however, is politics. Ron Heichel managed a basic income pilot in Canada during the 1970s, funded by a liberal government. The 1,800 boxes of data from that experiment sat in a warehouse for decades. Heichel says the conservatives who came to power after the pilot ended didn't want to analyze the results.
Either the program was a success, in which case that would constitute what? Pressure for the government to bring in the program, or it would show it was a failure, in which case they've just wasted $17.5 million of the public's money.
Scholars dug up that data about 9 years ago, and Heichel says it suggests a basic income holds promise, but it depends on how it's designed. He'd want to experiment further. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.